So far, this whole mini battle between India and Pakistan, followed by the ceasefire, must be confusing for many. You may be having a little hard time understanding what actually happened. Personally, I was disappointed and upset with the ceasefire, but in no time, I understood why the ceasefire happened. Let me tell you, something terrible has happened with Pakistan's nuclear sites. There is a lot of movements happening behind closed doors. On 10th May, US Department of Energy aircraft was spotted in Pakistan. This aircraft is equipped to detect nuclear radiation and it landed at Pakistan's Noor Khan Air Base, basically right next to Islamabad. Something is fishy, something big has happened. In this video, I'll explain what has happened. Let's connect the dots. Because in geopolitics, nothing happens without a reason. Let me start with a line many of you might remember. On 29th April, Prime Minister Modi was giving a speech and he said this. Watch the video.
समय सीमित है, लक्ष्य बड़े हैं, ये मैं वर्तमान स्थिति के लिए नहीं कह रहा हूं.
So he said the objective is big and time is short. Look at the way he stared at camera while saying this. And then he said, I am not saying this for the present situation. Basically, he clarified, he is not referring to the Pahalgam terror attack. But those who are smart have already understood Prime Minister Modi's signal. A Prime Minister usually does not need to give such clarifications, especially not like this. He didn't really have to say it. That is why you have to understand that this is a cryptic message. At the time of the speech, I was wondering what could this big objective be. It cannot be a small retaliation like hitting 9 terrorist camps, which India did on 7th May, because that would be just a reply, not a strategic response. So I thought something big and unusual will happen. Many even thought India would take back POK, but even that does not fall under strategic response. It had to be something much bigger. So what was this big objective? India's real goal was to destroy Pakistan's nuclear sites and air force bases. Just look at the way this plan was executed. Marvelous. Step 1. On 23rd April, a day after Pahalgam terror attack, Government of India suspended the Indus Water Treaty. That was a huge move because this treaty had not been touched for decades. And India thought this would force Pakistan to panic or at least make them do something to prepare for India's next move. Because Pakistan knew that India would attack and take revenge. That's why you must have noticed after 22nd April, Pakistan deployed massive military presence at its border regions. Somewhere even the Indian government thought maybe Pakistan would even move their nuclear weapons just in case if they required. That way they would be visible to the Indian military. But they didn't fall for that trick. They stayed quiet. Then we moved on to step 2. We targeted and destroyed 9 key jihadi bases with direct strikes on 7th May. I have a video on that. Now, this is what made Pakistan to retaliate. If you notice Pakistan's reaction, they launched drones followed by missiles. Where do you think they got the inspiration from? They were inspired by Ukraine and Hamas. Pakistan launched a swarm drone-style air attack. They used Turkish drones, Chinese missile tech, that is PL-15 missile, and few other flashy gear they had. They thought this would teach India a lesson, but guess what? We neutralized their entire attack in just few minutes. And then came the night of May 10th, Saturday. This night changed everything. At 1:44 AM, Pakistan reported an earthquake, 4.1 magnitude. Then again at 3:40 AM, a 5.7 magnitude tremor happened. But these were not earthquakes. These were Indian missile strikes. We hit their nuclear sites. And to do this, we needed high-level human intel, satellite surveillance, technical coordination, and international intelligence support. This wasn't just a military mission, it was a full-blown intelligence masterpiece. And here is where it gets even more interesting. India targeted key locations. Pakistan Air Force Base Noor Khan near Islamabad. This is a transport and refueling hub located close to Pakistan's Strategic Plans Division, which has some of Pakistan's nuclear weapons. Then Pakistani Air Force Base Rafiki near Shorkot. This is home to JF-17 and Mirage 5 squadrons. The strike aimed to disrupt operational capabilities. India did not destroy the aircrafts. Then another Pakistani Air Force Base in Murid, Punjab. This area supports cross-border operations. Then Rahim Yar Khan Air Base has taken significant damage. This is Pakistan's forward operational base. Then Chaklala Air Base in Rawalpindi, a key logistic hub for the Pakistani Air Force. Then Pakistani Air Force bases in Skardu were also hit. It is home to China's JF-17 Thunder Jets. Skardu is also a vital point in the China-Pakistan economic corridor and it is also close to Ladakh and Siachen region. Then Pakistani Air Force base Sargodha was also hit. This airbase operates multiple squadrons of F-16, JF-17, Mirage, etc. It is close to Kirana Hills and has over 10 underground tunnels, which are known to be used for the storage of Pakistan's nuclear warheads. Then Jacobabad, in Sindh province. Here there is a Pakistani Air Force base called Shahbaz, known for hosting F-16 squadrons and US-funded upgrades during the War on Terror. Even this place is known to be a transit point where massive nuclear stockpile were kept. Then Chagai Hills, in western Balochistan. This is where Pakistan conducted its first nuclear test on May 28, in 1998. The region contains a lot of underground tunnels and bunkers that are believed to be used for nuclear testing, and possibly there are some warheads stored. And then there were few other places that were hit, like Sukkur, there is a Pakistani Air Force base for training and logistics. Then Chunia and Pasroor in Punjab province. These are home to Pakistan's radar installations. And finally Sialkot Aviation Base. So India targeted all these 11 strategic Pakistani air bases and nuclear sites on 10th May. And every time Pakistan reported an earthquake, these were not natural. These were Indian BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles hitting Pakistan's nuclear sites. The sheer power of multiple BrahMos shook the earth that caused an earthquake. Now we are also hearing news about possible nuclear leaks near Kirana Hills region. Egyptian Air Force plane has landed in Pakistan carrying a large amount of boron, because boron is commonly used to absorb any radioactive leaks. So first the earthquake tremors, and then the arrival of US Department of Energy aircraft, followed by Egyptian Air Force plane carrying boron. So all these dots convey only one story. India has destroyed Pakistani nuclear sites, and one of them is leaking. That is the reason ceasefire was initiated. Let's be honest, the world always feared that Pakistan's nukes could fall into wrong hands, like jihadis or even people within their own army. Take for example DGISPR's father, Bashiruddin Mahmood. He was one of the founders of their nuclear program. He once tried to give nuclear secrets to Al-Qaeda. He was jailed for it. That tells you everything. Pakistan always used the nuclear card, don't mess with us, we have the Islamic bomb. That card has now been burned, and with it, the old logic of you can't fight a conventional war because they have nukes, that logic is gone. India has broken that mindset. With this, now there is a complete shift in South Asia's power balance. This is not just a win for India, it's a message to the world. India will not be blackmailed anymore, not by terror, not by nukes, not by fear. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.